This may be the year of the tweet, but don't count out the essay. Judging from the newly released The Best American Essays of 2011, we lost Christopher Hitchens this year, but his words remain. The book includes his searing look at his own cancer. It also includes Victor Laval's memory of weighing over 300 pounds and meeting and then losing a love through phone sex. And there are many more stories. Writer Edwige Dantica, best known for story collections like Kirk Crack and the family memoir Brother, I'm Dying, edited the collection and wrote an introduction. You can read it at hereandnow.org. As Edwige joins us from the studios of WLRN in Miami. Edwige, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And you brought particular eyes to one essay, the one on the earthquake in Haiti. Just start off telling us about that essay.
That essay is called Port-au-Prince, The Moment. It's by Misha Berlinski. I think I'm perhaps partial to it because the earthquake in Port-au-Prince is certainly close to me. I'm from Haiti. But also it's a writer facing a disaster. He had a newborn baby, was working on a novel in the middle of all this. After that earthquake, where you had the earthquake in Chile and Japan, in New York and other places.
Sure.
Along with the hurricane. So I think we started thinking about these things differently because they became so close, and that's one of the things that this essay does, that it brings you in the middle of all that while still stepping back to reflect on disasters and these types of encounters in general.
Well, I was thinking, too, it was a year of upheaval, you know, the Arab Spring and, you know, all of that. But for him, it was a very physical, no metaphor involved here. His family, of course, was first and foremost important to him, but the first thing he did was hit save when the wave of earthquake started so that he could save his words.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a writer understands that some of us might have died trying to save because, you know, aside from the people we love, that's the other baby in a way.
And then you have Christopher Hitchens' essay, which appeared in Vanity Fair. He was last year's editor. In other words, he's the one who was charged with writing the introduction and culling through all these entries. And his essay, it's just, we use the word searing, it's piercing. It's as if he wrote it with the scalpels that were used in the operations on him. He's talking about trying to save his voice, trying to find ways to say words once he learns that he has cancer, you know, literally of the throat.
I just remember when I read that particular essay, just something went through me that just, you know, that was so visceral and under the skin. And I think he's able to both go within an experience and then step back away from it. He just seems so unsentimental, where he's sort of taking a scalpel to himself,
yeah.
You know, and you just feel, when you read him, it's sort of like a thirsty person trying to consume every drop. And he's doing the opposite. He's sort of trying to express everything, but without any sentimentality, which I'm not sure I would have been able to do in his position.
Yeah.
We never know what we're capable of, but he's giving us, in a way, he's a wonderful guide through that kind of experience.
People may be familiar with some parts of it. They've become iconic. He talks about when he had the first episode and an emergency team has to come and save him in his New York hotel room. They bring him from the country of the well across the stark frontier that marks off the land of malady. And then later on in the essay, he says, this new land, you know, the land of malady, quite welcoming in its way. Everyone smiles encouragingly. There appears to be absolutely no racism, and yet new gestures that you have to get used to. For example, an official met for the first time may abruptly sink his fingers into your neck. He's talking about an oncologist. It's really quite something. And yet there's another essay. Interestingly, there's another essay included, Katie Butler's What Broke My Father's Heart. She also talks about navigating the shoals of healthcare, but it's a completely different essay.
It's one of two essays that are sort of reported essays. You know, the other one is Charlie LaDolph's What Killed Ayanna Stanley Jones from Mother Jones. Those essays tell both their personal experiences and then report this larger issues familiar to us from the news or familiar to us from national debates. And since the book has come out, you know, people have said, oh, there's so many sad stories in it. I wish I could have found more comedy. I wish I were drawn to more comedy. Probably there was more comedy out there. All these experiences where you're touched, where you're moved and you're shaken, or what draws me. I think we all have sort of our own preferences.
Well, in Katie Butler's case, her father had received a pacemaker when he was too damaged by a stroke to really talk about that decision. And it turns out that a pacemaker might not have been the right decision for the family, because here's an increasingly demented father being kept alive by this pacemaker, and it is killing Katie's mother, who has to be the caregiver. In presenting all of this to us, makes us question those end-of-life decisions. But you mentioned that, you know, there's no comedy. It's not laugh-out-loud comedy, but the essay from Victor Laval called Long Distance begins with the line, "The most loving relationship of my early 20s cost me 99 cents a minute." And it's about, you know, phone sex.
It's very tongue-in-cheek, but it ends up being very moving. He talks about himself and being 300 pounds, and you can see even how he describes himself at 300 pounds, that he was just a charmer, you know, and then descriptions are very tongue-in-cheek and entertaining, and then, you know, he comes to a very interesting, you know, an epiphany about himself, which I think echoes a lot of different types of cocoon to butterfly story. And And when you're finally the butterfly, you still think you're in the cocoon. We read a lot of stories about women and body image and weight and sex. And this to me was one of the first stories of its kind that I had read from a male perspective.
Yeah. Edwidge, what I love about reading these, and every year the collection of best essays, is that you can go from Chang Rae Lee's piece about when his family was newly arrived from South Korea and his mother was making her first Thanksgiving turkey. It's a very painful story about, you know, how vulnerable she was at that time. And yet there's, you know, you can smile when you see this immigrant family gathered around the bird. Do we remove the stuffing? Do we leave it and eat it directly from the bird? What do we do? You can go from that to the story of, well, I loved, is it Reshma Memon Yaqub? Her story, the first line is, "I hadn't planned to wash the corpse." And it's a story about Muslim women readying a corpse in an American funeral home. It just, you are plunged into so many places you might not have gone.
Some of these essays people are talking about as though they were published last week, like Zadie Smith's Generation Y. It's sort of become part of the cultural conversation. It's an essay about Facebook and Generation 2.0 and her take on that. I run into people who still want to sit down and talk to me about it for an hour. That's the appeal of that. It's sort of a mini conversation when you're reading the book you have with yourself, but others want to have with you.
That's Edwidge Dantica, of course an essayist in her own right, but also this year's guest editor of the Best American Essays of 2011, a terrific read, and you can read her introduction at hereandnow.org. Edwidge, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.